Okay, continuing again with that same document I began on the other side. War Department technical manual, interpretation of aerial photographs, December 31st, 1942. Next I have one hardbound book. Photographic Interpretation Handbook, July 1953, for official use only, Departments of the Army, the Navy, and the Air Force. Next, after that, I have U.S. Naval Photographic Intelligence Series, Photographic Interpretation Manual, Photographic Metrics, prepared for, under the supervision of U.S. Naval Photographic Interpretation Center, published by the direction of the Chief of Bureau of Aeronautics, April 1955. Next, I have NASA Contractor Report, Photography of the Western Sahara Desert from the Mercury MA-4 spacecraft by A. Morrison and M.C. Chown, spelled that C-H-O-W-N. Prepared under contract number NASR-140 by McGill University for the National Aeronautics and Space Administration, Washington, D.C., December 1964. Next, I have aerial photographs and geologic interpretation and mapping, Geological Survey and Professional Paper 373. U.S. Department of the Interior, U.S. Department of the Interior, that's all you need. 1960 on that. Next is Land Use and Its Patterns in the United States, the Agricultural Handbook, number 153, United States Department of Agriculture. Next I have NASA Contractor Report, NASA CR 98. World Atlas of Photography from Tyros, T-I-R-O-S, Satellites 1 to 4, by J.B. Byrd, A. Morrison, M.C. Chown, again, C-H-O-W-N. Next I have the Journal of SMPTE, S-M-P-T-E, that stands for Science, Technology, and Image Sensing, 10 papers, Volume 69, Number 1, January 1960. Next, we have summaries. Sixth Symposium on Remote Sensing of Environment, October 13, 14, 15, 16, 1969, the University of Michigan, Ann Arbor, Michigan, in cooperation with University Extension Service. Next, I have the proceedings of the Second Symposium on Remote Sensing of Environment, 15, 16, 17, October 1962, Institute of Science and Technology at the University of Michigan, published February 1963. Next I have the proceedings of the Third Symposium on Remote Sensing of Environment, October 14, 15, 16, 1964, the Infrared Physics Laboratory, Institute of Science and Technology, the University of Michigan, Ann Arbor, Michigan. Next I have the proceedings of the Sixth International Symposium on Remote Sensing of the Environment, Volume 2, October 13, 14, 15, 16, 1969, the Center for Remote Sensing and Information and Analysis, Infrared and Optics Laboratory, University of Michigan, Ann Arbor, Michigan. Next I have Proceedings of the Sixth Annual Symposium on Remote Sensing of Environment, Volume 1, October 13, 14, 15, 16, 1969, again, Ann Arbor, Michigan. Next, I have the proceedings of the Fifth Symposium on Remote Sensing of the Environment, 16, 17, 18, April 1968, University of Michigan at Ann Arbor. Next, I have the Third Annual Earth Resources Program Review, Volume 2, Agriculture, Forestry, and Sensor Studies, spelled Sensor, S-E-N-S-O-R, presented at the NASA Manned Spacecraft Center, Houston, Texas, December 1-3. 1970. Next I have Astro-Optical Tracker Study by Thomas P. Fahey, prepared by the Perkin Elmer Corporation, Norwalk, Connecticut. Air Force Contract 08635-6262, August 1960. Next I have Library of Congress, Technical Information Division, Photo Interpretation Techniques, a Bibliography, by Joseph A. Guire and Vincent G. Waldron, Washington, March 1956. Next, I have survey and evaluation of phenomena and techniques in the ultraviolet, visible, and submillimeter region for application to detection and astrosurveillance. Final report, part one, unclassified. Air Force report 19604-7412, 1 July 1961. Research initiated and sponsored by Astro Surveillance Sciences Laboratory, Electronics Research Director at Air Force Cambridge Research Laboratories, Office of Aerospace Research, United States Air Force, Bedford, Massachusetts, Geophysics Corporation of America. Next, I have a copy of Photogrammetric Engineering, June 1952. Panel discussions at the 18th Annual Meeting, Commission 7 Report for International Society, which is Volume 18, Number 3. Next, I have a copy of that same document. I have a copy of the 3rd Annual Earth Resources Program Review, Volume 3, Hydrology and Oceanography, presented at the NASA Manned Spacecraft Center, Houston, Texas, December 1 to 1970. Next, I have 3rd Annual Earth Resources Program Review, Volume 1, Geology and Geography, presented at the NASA Manned Spacecraft Center, Houston, Texas, December 1 to 3, 1970. Last in this box, I have a file folder entitled Engineering Notes, number 25, classification OCE, letter 11, September 35, Beach Intelligence, Texts and Maps, prepared by the Beach Erosion Board Corps of Engineers, Strategic Intelligence Branch, Military Intelligence Branch, Office Chief of Engineers, U.S. Army. Included in this file folder are some maps. Wave velocity method of depth determination. I have plate one, plate two of that. Plate three, again, with a series of other maps attached. There is a report here, marked restricted information, engineering notes number 25, beach intelligence text, prepared by the Beach Erosion Board of Corps of Engineers. That is all that is included in box two. Next, I have we're now on box three. Box three appears to be a series of reprints, all of which I assume are by Amron Katz. We will go through them and see them. Okay. First I have, and they're actually fairly well marked with inserts, which each one, and then again, there's many of these of the same. Air Force Photography by Amron Katz, reprinted from Photogrammetric Engineering, December 1948. I have a copy of Photogrammetric Engineering, the actual journal, Volume 18, Number 3, June 1952. The reason that we have the entire journal here is that there are three papers by Mr. Katz in this particular journal. I have reprint of an article, Aerial Photographic Equipment and Applications to Reconnaissance, Amron Katz, reprinted from the Journal of the Optical Society of America, Volume 38, Number 7, page 604 to 610, July 1948. Again, a reminder that there are numerous copies of each one of these. Next, I have one copy of Contributions to the Theory and Mechanics of Photointerpretation from Amron Katz, reprinted from Photogrammetric Engineering, June 1950. The next one I have is Height Measurements with the Stereoscopic Continuous Strip Camera, Amron Katz, Photogrammetric Engineering, March 1952. Again, many of those. next, I have The Calculus of Scale, Amron Katz, reprinted from Photogrammetric Engineering, March 1952.
Next, I have
A Tribute to George W. Goddard, Amron Katz, February 1963, is reprint from the Air Power, October 1963, copyright by the Air Force Historical Foundation. Document number P-2700. Next I have, reprinted from the Bulletin of Atomic Scientists, Volume 17, Number 4, April 1961, Some Things to Do, to Think, and Some to Do, by Amron Katz. The next is a reprint from Random News, the unedited transcript of a tape made by Amron Katz in Bangkok on September 14, 1964. Next, we have The Myth of Overkill, which is reprinted from Air Force Magazine, February 1964. The Myth of Overkill, a critique of, quote, a strategy for American security, by Amron Katz. Rand Paper, this is reprinted by Rand Paper number P-26846. Next, I have a copy of an article from Photogrammetric Engineering, Volume 18, Number 3, June 1952, Photo Interpretation Problem, quote, 15 blind men examined three different elephants, by Amron Katz. Next, I have reprinted from Air Force Space Digest, August 1963, some ramblings on and musings on tactical reconnaissance by Amron Katz. This is a RAND document, March 1963, RAND document P-2722. Next I have, reprinted from Air Force and Space Digest, on style in R&D. It's easier to ensure against success than against failure. This is a RAND document, a RAND Corporation reprint, number P-2030, January 26, 1960, by Amron Katz. Next, I have Planetary Observations from Space Probes from the Symposium on Space Age Astronomy, 7-9, August 1961, published by the Academic Press, 1962. There's a notation here, this and related matters are argued in more detail in Katz on Style in Research and Development, the RAND Corporation paper number P-2030, January 26, 1960, Air Force Space Digest, February 1962, pages 45-48. Next, I have Let Aircraft Make Earth Resource Surveys by Amron Katz of the RAND Corporation. Reprinted from Astronautics and Aeronautics, June 1969, copyright 1968, by the Institute of Aeronautics and Astronautics. Next I have a reprint from Astronautics and Aeronautics, August 1969, Volume 7, Number 8, an article entitled, A Mild Confrontation, Let Aircraft Make Earth Resource Surveys. This is a criticism by Wolfgang E. Mokel, NASA Lewis Research Center, and a reply by Amron Katz of the RAND Corporation. Next, I have AIAA Sounding Board, Jaffe Answers on ERTS Resolution. Astronautics and Aeronautics, this is a reprint by Amron Katz, September 1970. Next I have Observation Satellites, Problems and Prospects, Amron Katz, the RAND Corporation, reprinted from Astronautics, April, June, July, August, September, October, 1960, the American Rocket Society. This is a RAND copy of this P-1707. Next I have A Guide for the Perplexed, or a Maximal Handbook for Tourists in a Classified Bureaucracy by Amron Katz. This is reprinted from Air Force and Space Digest, 1967. Next, I have Disarmament, number 7, 1965, published by the World Veterans Federation. I have an article, it's an article, The Feasibility and Palatability of Disarmament, Some Technical Aspects by Anne Ron Katz. Next, I have by Anne Ron Katz, Cliches, Complexes, and Contingencies. Here is to where this is reprinted from. It is October 1962. Next, I have a document, a reprint. It says ERS Resolution, Odd Old Numbers In Again, by Amron Katz, August 1970. Again. This is from Astronautics and Aeronautics. Next, I have another mild confrontation. Let aircraft make Earth resource surveys. Astronautics and Aeronautics, August 1969, Volume 7, Number 8. Again, this is the criticism by Wolfgang Mokel, NASA Lewis Research Center, and reply by Amron Katz of the RAND Corporation. Next, I have an article by William Hines, A World of Science, NASA Satellite Survey Challenged. Unclear to the date or the place of this article. Next, I have a file which is untitled. Which has some original draft papers in here, articles and whatnot. And here one is entitled "Further Comments on Sam Huntington." The next on comments on the Lake Arrowhead meeting held from 4 to 6 June 1961 as part of the National Security Studies Program of UCLA. Next is obviously some kind of the minutes conversation between Herman Kahn, Huntington, and Amory. Next I have a series of unfiled articles or papers. Here we have remote sensing applications to problems and studies in urbanization, an input to the S4 AP applications working group. Next I have, that last document was 8370 with a notation of EES-23. Next I have, On Criteria, Science and Applications, Amron Katz, 730, 1970. Next I have Space, Race and Face, or Keeping the Locus in Focus, by Amron Katz. This is an acceptance speech in response to receiving the first annual award for outstanding achievements in space science and operations research of the Operations Research Society of America. The speech was a luncheon address, 37th meeting of the ORSA, held at the Washington Hilton Hotel, Washington, D.C., April 20th, 1970. Next, I have a letter. It says to the editor that is signed by a variety of gentlemen, including Amron Katz. Undersigned write as scholars and specialists, most of whom have devoted much of our adult lives to this study and work in South and East Asian affairs. Included in our number are most of the nation's small nucleus, especially on Vietnam. Many of us have lived in Vietnam itself. Next is just a piece of paper that says, Now is not a good time for the Christian's health to hustle the Asian brown. For the Christian riles and the Asian smiles, and he wearieth the Christian down. At the end of the fight is a tombstone white with the name of the late deceased, and the epitaph clear, quote, A fool lies here who tried to hustle the East, by Kipling. Next is a report on the White House Conference on International Cooperation. For the Year of International Cooperation, 1965, the National Citizens Commission report on the Committee on Arms Control and Disarmament, November 28th to December 1st, 1965. Next is a report, the Intercollegiate Review, Volume 1, Number 2, February, March 1965, with an article on minor variations on Cold War themes by Amron Katz. Next, I have a public relations pamphlet, The Challenge of Space Exploration, A Technical Introduction to Space. Next, we have an article, obviously a RAND Corporation, number P-4209, an examination of the international flow of crude oil with special reference to the Middle East by T.T. Connors. Next, I have a letter, obviously from Britain, a reprint of an article, Some Considerations Regarding Mapping from Earth Satellites, with a letter from Mr. G. Petrie from the University of Glasgow. Last in this box, we have a series, a large series of reports on a retrospective on Earth's resources surveys, arguments about technology, analysis, politics, and bureaucracy. Subheading is, the task of Earth's resources surveys can be done easier, cheaper, sooner, better, in a politically more palatable and manageable manner from aircraft than they can be done from satellites. This was done by Amron Katz, assistant director of the U.S. Arms Control and Disarmament Agency, Washington, D.C. This is a reprint from Photogrammetric Engineering and Remote Sensing, Volume 42, Number 2, February 1976, pages 189 to 199. That concludes Box 3. I am now about to begin Box 4. Again, primarily these are reprints. I have here, first of all, a biographical sketch of Amron Katz done in September 1969 with a listing of references and publications. First among these preprints is a document, obviously a RAND document, Introduction to Photographic Instrumentation Engineering by Amron Katz, the Engineering Division of the RAND Corporation, document number P-1718, May 1st, 1959. Next, I have another RAND document, P-3310, Some Notes on the History of Aerial Reconnaissance, Part 1, Amron Katz, April 1966. Next, I have another RAND document, P-2868, African Disarmament, A Proposal Seconded by Amron Katz, February 1964. Next, I have an Air Force reprint from June 1967 called The Short Run and the Long Walk by Amron Katz. This paper was presented in September 1965 at the Wingspread Symposium on Southeast Asia at Racine, Wisconsin, and is scheduled to appear at the symposium proceedings. It was a RAND Corporation paper numbered P-3470 in October of 1966. This is a document in two parts. Next I have Proceedings of the Lunar and Planetary Exploration Colloquium, March 17, 1960, Volume 2, Number 2. With a notation here, article on page 27. With an article on page 27 of this document by Amron Katz, analysis of Lunik 3 photographs during his time at the RAND Corporation. Next, we have a reprint from Astronautics and Aeronautics, June 1969. Let Aircraft Make Earth Resource Surveys by Amron Katz, the RAND Corporation. Next, I have a listing of his unclassified publications on reconnaissance and related subjects. Here we go. Publications on disarmament and arms control, Vietnam, earth resources, and other subjects. It's not clear here as to what is the actual date of issuance of this document. Next. Correction, this is from September 1969 and is included with the biographical sketch, which I've already mentioned. next, I have a list of references, again, as we mentioned, with that 1969 document. Biographical sketch, I should say. And more of the biographical sketches and listings of publications. I have one copy here of the document we found in Box 3 on a mild confrontation in Astronautics and Aeronautics, Volume 1969, Number 7, Volume 7, Number 8, Let Aircraft Make Earth Resource Surveys. next, I have some correspondence on TAC RECCE. From Air Force and Space Digest, September 1963. This is to accompany another document called Tactical Reconnaissance, Some Ramblings and Musings on Tactical Reconnaissance, reprinted from Air Force and Space Digest, August 1963. This is a RAND document, numbered P-2722. I now have some extraneous copies of a variety of documents which you've already seen, including Hiders and Finders by Amron Katz, RAND document P-2432 for the Bulletin of Atomic Scientists, Volume 17, Number 10, December 1961. Another one which we've seen, Cliches and Complexes and Contingencies, again from October 1962, and the War and Peace Report. Next, I have a copy of Astronautics and Aeronautics, August 1969. This is the original volume which contains the mild confrontation over Let Aircraft Make Earth Resource Surveys. Next I have height measurements with stereoscopic continuous strip camera, Amron Katz, reprinted from Photogrammetric Engineering, March 1952. Next I have an August 1970 reprint from Astronautics and Aeronautics, ERS Resolution, Old Numbers In Again, by Amron Katz. Next, I have a document entitled Camera Shutters. Amron Katz, reprinted from the Journal of the Optical Society of America, Volume 39, Number 1, Page 1 through 21, January 1949. And several copies, a copy of that. Next, I have the Calculus of Scale, Amron Katz, reprinted for Photogrammetric Engineering, March 1952. Okay, next, I have, again, these are unfiled reprints. I have a copy of a Saturday Review article, from October 30, 1965, the focus of which here is a conference in Racine, Wisconsin, and this is on the prospect for Southeast Asia, a symposium on United States foreign policy. Next I have a June 1969 Astronautics and Aeronautics, and this is the original publication that in which Let Aircraft Make Earth Resource Surveys was published. Here I have a RAND document, this is a D document, 17535 PR, Earth Resource Sensing from Satellites, Controversy, and Correspondence from 30 July 1968. Several copies, again, of the mild confrontation that aircraft make, Earth resource surveys, and some more of these same ramblings on musings on tactical reconnaissance. Again, another calculus of scale from Photogrammetric Engineering, March 1952. Another one of these, a retrospective on Earth resource surveys, arguments about technology analysis, politics, and bureaucracy. From Photogrammetric Engineering and Remote Sensing, Volume 42, Number 2, February 1969, page 189 to 199. And there are several of those. On that last